AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The mayor of Newark, New Jersey, Ross Baraka, is suing the state's top federal prosecutor over his arrest on a trespassing charge, which was later dropped at a federal immigration detention facility.
I just want to say this is not about revenge or not about me going after individuals because I think they've wronged me specifically. Ultimately, I think this is about them taking accountability for what has happened to me.
The lawsuit accuses U.S. Attorney Elena Haba of defamation for comments she made about his case, citing a post on X in which Haba said Baraka committed trespass. The lawsuit said Haba issued a defamatory statement and authorized his false arrest despite clear evidence Mayor Baraka had not committed the petty offense of defiant trespass. No comment yet from Haba. There is another sign of resiliency in the job market amid uncertainty over President Trump's tariffs. Here's the AP Sagar Magani.
Job openings rose unexpectedly in April from 7.2 million a month earlier to 7.4. Economists had predicted openings would fall by about 100,000, but the number of Americans quitting their job dropped and layoffs rose slightly. The Labor Department's expected to report Friday employers added about 130,000 jobs last month. That would be down from 177,000 in April. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Walt Disney Company is laying off several hundred employees worldwide as the entertainment giant looks to trim some costs and adapt to evolving industry conditions. A former Homeland Security official during the first Trump administration who authored an anonymous op-ed sharply critical of the president is calling on independent government watchdogs to investigate after the president ordered the department to look into his government service. This is AP News. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is directing the Food and Drug Administration to review the nutrients and other ingredients in infant formula. Here's the AP's Donna Warder.
Nutrition expert Dr. Stephen Abrams of the University of Texas says the broader scientific community has been calling for the re-evaluation of infant formula for years.
Some of the things we're interested in are oils and fats to make sure that making sure that what's in breast milk that we need to have those types of fats in human in formula are there, but we're using the right type. We want to make sure that formulas that don't use the sugar that's in breast milk called lactose actually have the sugar that's best for the babies in there.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says about 3/4 of U.S. infants take formula during the first 6 months of life, and about 40% are given formula as their only source of nutrition. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.